Today on Piano Jazz, we remember pianist John Bunch, who passed away in March of 2010. John learned to arrange for big bands while being held captive in a German prisoner of war camp during World War II. After returning to the States, he worked with artists such as Woody Herman, Gene Krupa, and Benny Goodman, and was Tony Bennett's pianist for several years. This broadcast, featuring John Bunch as Marion McPartland's guest, originally aired in 1991.
John, it's great to have you back on Piano Jazz.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Well, you know it's going to be fun because we played together for like millions of years, it seems.
Right.
And I'm trying to think, was it at the Hickory House I met you or was it before then?
I think it was at the Hickory House.
In the
right,
50s.
That's right. Yeah. Good old Hickory House.
Good old Hickory House. And then you came in and worked opposite me playing solo piano.
Right, yeah.
I learned a lot listening to you doing that.
Well, I learned a lot listening to you and some of the wonderful musicians you had with your trio on your trio, and a lot of them came in. That a lot of famous people came in there as customers, like Duke Ellington, for instance.
I know all the time.
Yeah,
and I mean it really got to be a hangout for so many people. It was great. Well, I can reminisce about that place forever. But when did you actually come to New York? From Tipton, Indiana.
I went to California first from Indiana, I mean, and then being in California, I met some Nat Pearson, a bunch of guys, and eventually ended up with Woody Herman, who played more in the East than he did in the West. So that's how I came to New York from being with Woody Herman's band, which was at 1956.
Well, anyway, how about a solo, John, just to get started here?
Okay, I'll play one by Ron Carter. This is called 12 plus 12.
Okay. Can't quite figure it out. 12 plus 12. In other words, it's not a blues or anything.
No, it's just two 12-bar, phrases. They start out similar, but each is different.
But it's very sort of quirky and humorous.
Yes, it is. Right. That's
what
I like about
it. How did you pick that up? Did you just hear Ron Carter play it or something?
I heard Hank Jones play it. He played it one night down at the Village Vanguard, and so I asked him what it was, and he told me. So I got Ron to send me the music.
Boy, I'd like to learn that too. See, you're always learning new things. Now I'm envious. That's one I should know, and I don't think I've ever heard it before.
You like it. You like to play it. It's fun to challenge.
You know, I was listening to what you were doing then and thinking about all the influences you must have had. Like, you probably liked listening to Teddy Wilson years ago.
Yeah, I liked Teddy a lot, yeah.
Well, who did you first hear when you were growing up in
the first piano
Indiana.
Player I ever heard, ever remember hearing was probably either or both Fats Waller, Count Basie. There was a jukeboxes were just starting out when I was just learning the piano, and on the jukebox in my mother's lunchroom, they had Fats Waller records on there and Count Basie records.
Oh my God! So your mother was hip too.
Yeah.
As I well remember.
Yes.
Your mother cooked us a great meal one time.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, well, I mean, you started out with the right people. They had
exactly.
The right people in the jukebox in those days.
Right.
But I was thinking of all the people that you worked with and different occasions where I saw you, like, with Benny Goodman. And I don't know which of these things came first. I mean, I remember you being with small groups, like with Al and Zoot Sims, Al Cohen and Zoot Sims.
Yeah. Well, I did a lot. It couldn't have happened better for me. I just seemed to, I wanted to play in some big bands, which is different from a lot of pianists, but I think I learned a lot about piano playing from listening to those wonderful arrangements. I also played, you know, with other big bands like Maynard Ferguson's band.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now, sure.
Well, with Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa was mostly a quartet, but we did do some big band stuff.
Well, how about some more music? How about another piece, John?
Okay, I'd like to play. This one is written by Billy Strayhorn called Something to Live For. I heard the first time I ever heard it was Lena Horne had a record on it. And when I was with Tony Bennett, I got him to do it.
I'd love to hear you play it because it's one of Billy's great songs. Worked with Tony Bennett for what, several years?
Several years, yeah. 6 years, I think it was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was at the first concert. I think it was at Carnegie Hall, wasn't it, or at Lincoln Center?
It might have been. That was one of my first ones at Avery Fisher Hall, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's
Avery Fisher Hall. Right.
But I remember that you had all the music laid out, and I guess we talked about this whole thing. I guess you were feeling a little trepidation starting the gig, weren't you?
Oh, sure. I never having done it before.
And he suddenly decided to do, I think it was Nature Boy. Is that the tune? And you started pulling out sheet music and some of it fell on the floor. And I remember thinking, how could he do this to John on opening night? He's suddenly changing the routine. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, but I sort of like that, those unexpected things, I tried to be up for that, you know.
Well, that's fun winging it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's wing one. I can't even say it. Can we wing? Have you met Miss Jones?
Have you met Miss Jones? Good, okay. All right.
All right, you start it out. All the different people you've played with, I guess it's given you a chance to kind of build your own style out of all this. Because when I hear you on a record, say with Scott Hamilton or one of these people, when it comes time for the piano solo, I can always tell if it's you, piano chorus. You know, you have certain things that you do.
Well, I would say that I play, to describe my style, I would say I play with arthritic abandon. That's supposed to have been said by Oscar Levant when someone asked him.
Oh, really? I've got to remember to use that one. I like that myself. But that's very good, but I wouldn't describe it that way. You have a lot of humorous little things that you do when you're playing, like maybe interpolations or just certain things, and I hear the thing. I think, I know that's John. How many... records have you been on, do you think?
I have in my possession 100 and some records. I think it's 110 or 115 records that I've played on. Albums, you know.
And a solo, or at least your own group on Concord?
I have made a record on Concord, a trio, right, called The Best Thing For You. And I have a new one, by the way, a new CD coming out on Kairos Guru label. It's kind of hard to say.
It is hard. That means chiaroscuro, shadows, doesn't label. It? Trust Hank O'Neill to come up with a wild word, chiaroscuro. Well, why don't we try and play another tune? We had pretty much success with the other two.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'd like to play an old song called Sunday.
God,
just plain old Sunday.
That is an old song. That's from from the archives, John.
Yeah.
All right, how's it going to go?
Well, I think you ought to start out and get this started off yourself this time, Mary.
Well, what key? Shall I just start in any key?
C is my big key.
You want it in C? Okay. Well, is it going to be like medium like this?
Yeah.
Okay. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.